Mother's Day is just around the corner, and as a mom, some days are just easier than others. Maybe you're taking the kids to school and have a fender bender in the parking lot. Maybe you're shopping and you just realize you backed into a shopping cart, and that's when it's important to take it to someone that you trust, like Crossroads Auto Body Repair. They're located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. They also accept most major insurance companies, and they're available by appointment. You can call them at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
It's springtime, and that means it's prime time for fishing, and I've gotten to do a little bit of that myself lately. My best friend Rusty and I launched our boat at a place called Soda Lake in search of walleye. Rusty had been fishing this eastern Washington lake a couple of times this month, and he'd been doing pretty well, catching a whole bunch of meter-sized walleye. When we got to the lake last Saturday, we could see the word had definitely gotten out about the fishing because there were probably 20 boats on this 200-acre lake and a number of bank anglers as well. Things started off well. In the first 15 minutes, Rusty caught a healthy 15-inch walleye, and I reeled in a very fat perch. The other boaters were doing well, too, with lots of nets being dipped in the water and coming up with walleye, but not long after we started, the hot bite turned cold. We fished 5 hours and got a couple more bites, but no more fish. On the other hand, it was a beautiful spring day. There was a bunch of waterfowl to see, as well as sandhill cranes flying over. And you know what? It was a pretty good day of fishing, even if the catching wasn't that great. We might not have caught too many fish, but a teenager fishing in Arkansas not only caught a mess of crappie, but a monster largemouth bass as well. From Fox News, we learned that Logan Cernosek, who is 15 years old, was fishing for crappie with a friend on April 2nd at an undisclosed body of water in Randolph County. Since he was fishing for crappie, his reel was spooled with just 4-pound test line, and the two were doing a lot better than Rusty and I did on our recent trip, with the teens catching 7 nice crappie. It was the other fish that was impressive, though. Logan says, "I thought I was hooked on a log, but then I realized it was a huge fish. It was a huge fish indeed." Logan managed to reel in that fish on his light line and weighed it on a scale. It was a 12-pound, 4-ounce largemouth bass, which, by the way, is about 4 pounds heavier than my personal best. After Cernosek took a photo, he did the right thing, releasing it back into the water so that somebody can catch it again. Way to go, Logan. That is one heck of a great day of fishing. In other news, our listeners tuning in today in Wisconsin on WHBY AM 1150 or FM 103.5 may be interested in an event being put on by the Wisconsin DNR called Learn to Trout Fish for Dinner. It's taking place Friday, May 12th through Sunday the 14th at the Sugar Creek Bible Camp, nestled in the fabled trout waters of Crawford County. On Friday, you'll learn about the waters in the area, the species that live in them, and how to access these waters. You'll also get some dry land practice using a spinning rod and selecting baits and lures in preparation for a day of fishing on Saturday. You'll also dabble in the fine art of fly fishing while you're there, too. And after a day on the streams, you'll return to camp on Saturday night, where you will learn how to clean and cook your catch and then sit down for a potluck dinner. Sunday is an optional day, but it's another opportunity to go fishing if you stay. This is Mother's Day weekend, and some of the instructors may need to leave early because of that. And if you're a mom, you can consider this your weekend getaway. All gear, supplies, lodging, and meals are provided at the camp. A packing list of what to bring and directions to camp will be sent to you after you register. The cost, believe it or not, is free, but space is limited. So register through the Wisconsin DNR website on the education page. The deadline is May 2nd, but I would probably do so now. This week on the show, we've got three great guests for you. The first one you'll hear from in just a few minutes is Glenn Kale. He's the Youth Tournament Director for BASS. You've no doubt heard of the NFL Combine, where college players go through drills trying to get drafted by an NFL football team. Well, Bassmaster has a combine for high school anglers trying to go to college and fish with a bass fishing team. As a matter of fact, there will be over two dozen colleges at this year's combine this September at Wheeler Lake in Decatur, Alabama, watching the attendees at the combine, and they've got a combined purse of over $2.5 million worth of scholarships to give away. Going to college on a bass fishing scholarship? Who would have thunk? After we talk to Glenn, we'll check in with Brian Lynn. He's my old friend and fellow Eastern Washington University alumni, go Eagles, who works for the Sportsman's Alliance, an organization that fights for your hunting rights every day. State legislative sessions are going on all over the nation, and several bills affecting hunters and gun owners are poised to be passed into law. Brian will run through some of the worst ones, and after hearing them, you just might want to pick up the phone and call your state representative or senator or governor if you live in one of the states these bills are being considered in. It being late spring, a lot of RV owners are looking to hit the road soon, and that's why we've got Bonnie Sinclair coming our way. She and her husband have logged a lot of miles with their truck and RV trailer all over the country, and they wrote a great new guidebook titled USA RV Adventures, published by Moon Guidebooks. We'll ask Bonnie about some of her favorite places to go for wildlife watching, some great campgrounds they have discovered on their travels, and share a little advice for RVers looking to hit the road. By the way, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Henry Repeating Arms, and they rolled out some new products at the NRA meetings last week to include, get this, a revolver. They've never done that before. It's the big boy revolver. It's chambered for either .357 Magnum or .38 special rounds, and the traditional double action revolver is available in two different grip configurations. There's the larger flared gunfighter style grip or the more compact rounded bird's head style. The big boy revolver borrows design cues from its rifle counterpart with deep polished bluing on the medium-sized steel frame, 6-round quick-release cylinder, a 4-inch barrel, grip panels cut from genuine American walnut, and a polished brass trigger guard that wraps all the way around the grip to the top of the back strap. The fixed-notch rear sight and interchangeable front blade sights with different heights provide a traditional revolver sight picture. The MSRP is $928. You can check it out at henryusa.com. Look for an authorized dealer near you. The website again, henryusa.com, and don't forget to ask for your free decals and catalog while you're there. Finally, we have to share some sad news from the shooting community. Tiger McKee died at his home in Alabama on April 15th. Now, if you're into tactical gunning at all, you probably know that Tiger McKee is the Shoot Right Firearms Academy director in Alabama, frequent contributor to the Tactical Wire, a former Marine, a former law enforcement officer, and a prolific author, having written quite a few books on both weapons and self-defense. That includes The Book of Two Guns and Armed Reaction. It's unknown right now what happened to Tiger, except that sources say he died in his sleep. The memorial for Tiger McKee will be this weekend, Sunday, April 23rd, at 2 p.m. at Grace Fellowship Church. That's on 925 West Main Street in Albertville, Alabama. The family is requesting casual dress, even blue jeans, in honor of Tiger. And Tiger's wisdom and experience are going to be missed by many, to include his colleagues at the Outdoor Wire and Tactical Wire. If you want to help the family out, there is a GoFundMe account. Just look for Tiger McKee. Rest in peace, Tiger. You did a lot of good for the shooting community. And actually, I do have one more thing before we go, and that's the fact that If you didn't know it, we do have a Facebook page, we do have a website, and we also podcast our show every week. You can check out our Facebook page at America Outdoors Radio. You can check out our website and look for stations all over the country. We're up to over 135 now. Just go to AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. And as for the podcast, we're on most of the major platforms. Tend to upload the show a few days after it airs every week. But if you miss part of the show, you can catch up with it. You can catch up later this week and any other week for that matter too. Stick around. We've got a whole bunch of the outdoors coming your way right after this short word from our sponsors.
This is the time of year to get out and cook out. So make your next meal sizzle with Camp Chef, the brand known for quality outdoor cooking. From camp stoves to cast iron, from smokers to grills, Camp Chef will change the way you cook outdoors. To eat like a king on your next adventure, go to campchef.com or visit your local sporting goods store and get cooking. Whether you're serving breakfast in the backcountry or barbecue on the back patio, savor the simplicity with Camp Chef. Camp Chef, the way to cook outdoors.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now, and there's a reason. They are the only Alaska lodge we talk about in this show. It's because they're truly Alaska's best lodge. The adventure starts with a float plane ride from Ketchikan, after which you'll get the chance to experience some of the best hospitality, food, and wonderful people you'll ever meet. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at AlaskasBestLodge.com. That's AlaskasBestLodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer an affordable platform to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting host John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. But hurry, if you wait too long, this big opportunity might just get away. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display. Or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck reek? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz, and we are checking in with Glenn Kale. He is the Bassmaster Youth Series Tournament Manager, and the subject is the high school combine that Bassmaster does. This is going to take place September 15th through the 17th at Wheeler Lake in Decatur, Alabama, and this is something that's just absolutely fascinating to me. Glenn, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to get all the knowledge out that we can across the radio band.
Well, I'll tell you what. This whole youth tournament series that you're a tournament manager for, college, high school, junior high, I so wish they had that when I was a kid. They had nothing like this at all. It's just fascinating to me that you're going to have this combine and you're going to have 25 colleges there. And they're going to offer scholarship money, you know, that could be worth over $2 million. That's just absolutely amazing. Why don't you go ahead and explain to our listeners what this combine is that is open for registration now?
Yeah, so what we basically do is, well, we open it up for anybody in the country to the top 100, first 100 kids that register with us. We'll put them in a room. We bring them up for a weekend there in Decatur, Alabama, as you stated, and put them in a room full of 25 coaches. This year's my goal is to shoot to fill that place up with 25 schools and coaches in there that offer some type of form of scholarship for bass fishing. So it's a great weekend. It's awesome. We do a couple of combine drills, about 3 to 4 different types of skill level challenges outside, which that just, you know, gets them out of the whole room and the air, you know, that whole sit down front meeting type of deal, and get them out to put a rod and a reel in their hand. And we do some challenges out there. It gives the coaches time to get out and about and mingle amongst them as well. And just look at some skill challenges, you know, so it's really neat across the board. I know you said something a little over $2 million. It's like $2.6 million was what we slated the first year out of the box in the inaugural season. Last year, I know we superseded that for the amount of kids that came through the combine that signed. I wish I had those numbers. Now, I don't want to fluff them, but I know we're over that $2.6 million. But it's a great opportunity for kids that want to play a different sport, you know, maybe even the lady anglers. It's pretty awesome, you know, to have the lady anglers. I think we had 5 or 6 lady anglers there last year. And I know of 2 that actually have signed scholarships, a substantial amount of scholarships, to go on to the next level, which would be the college.
So there was 3 challenges last year, and we'll talk about another one involving a bass boat in a second. Casting distance, technical, and casting accuracy. What do these 3 drills look like?
Well, the 3 drills look like the long cast is that we put them on a platform, and we put like a pencil popper, and it's a long distance cast. It's more for accuracy, but long distance cast, making sure they can handle the rod, you know, that type of stuff, backlashes and that type of stuff. So you're going to dial all the speed pull in and the braking system. The other one was a technical, which would be more like around we've done a flipping pitching contest. We've done that where they have to pitch in a certain amount of time in the buckets and rings and things like that. And then one that we added last year, which was really pretty cool, was we actually put the kids on a boat and made them actually with one of our judges or inside the boat, and they had a moving rotating course that was pretty cool, and that got a chance for them coaches and everyone to see their skill level operating a trolling motor. Coming from high school and junior, these kids' his parents have pretty much ran the trolling motor for them, most of them, all their life. So that's a big skill level to be able to operate a boat and run the trolling motor. So we're looking to hopefully add that again in the mix this year.
I absolutely love the fact that, you know, the kids that are doing this are going to be operating the trolling motor. Last year was a Skeeter FXR 20 bass boat, 20-foot bass boat. And yeah, you're right. I mean, as an avid angler with intermediate skills, sometimes it's still a bit of a struggle for me to operate that trolling motor efficiently and cast where I want to cast and retrieve how I want to retrieve. So that's a great challenge. So you've got these 25 coaches there, and these kids get graded by the judges. And what happens after that? Are the coaches at tables and the students go up and they look at their scores and either offer them or don't offer them a scholarship?
Well, basically what it is there's, I think we had one signing at the combine last year, but the intent is to put a name with a face, bring your transcripts, bring anything else that's going to let that individual coach say, hey, this is who I am as an individual. Maybe a picture in there so they put a face with a name. So when they leave there, they can go back and, you know, follow up with you from a coach to an angler and a parent. And then maybe most of the time what's highly encouraged from there, from what I've seen last year, is setting up school visits. We've seen a lot of school visits set up in Decatur last year on that Sunday when we wrapped up and gave out some awards for the skill challenges.
You know, it's really interesting that the GPA matters. I think most of our listeners are thinking, boy, I want to be in a bass club and go to college. But it's just like anything else, just like getting accepted to college. You have to have good grades to get into school and apparently to be on the bass fishing team.
Absolutely. The biggest thing is it's balance, you know, and that's what people have to understand. And it really doesn't matter what other sports you're really talking about, whether it's cheerleading, school, golf, soccer, girls, basketball, volleyball, softball, whatever the case may be, boys, sports as well, baseball. It's balance. It's schoolwork, it's time on the water, and, you know, making sure that you maintain that GPA, stay academically eligible, and time on the water. So there is a very strenuous set of balances there that you have to do it. But the kids are doing a phenomenal job. I mean, I can honestly say that. I mean, I don't really see a whole lot of college coaches or having any type of issues with academic challenges there. But, you know, that's what's good about going to the schools that offer these scholarships. They have the ones that have the coaches. I think they offer a little bit more support for the schools that maybe don't coach. Just because the fact is you have somebody there that's truly holding yourself accountable.
What are probably the top three powerhouses when it comes to college bass fishing right now?
Oh, man, you're going to put me on the spot, man.
I'm giving you three. I'm not limiting you to one.
I'll give you my personal opinion on the growth. Carson Newman would be probably one of the top ones up at the top. Hunter Sales doing a phenomenal job over there in Tennessee. And obviously, you know, Montevallo is the powerhouse. They're there, you know. And, oh, man, I'd say, you know, you have three is kind of a really shoddy number because I think of the 25 or 26 that I could think of, you know. So
does Auburn still have a really good fishing team?
Auburn has a great fishing program as well. So the Bethels, the Carson Newmans, Florida Gateways, you know, the University of Florida is now jumping in the mix, UCF, you know, the Drurys, the McKendries, the Adrian Colleges out of Michigan. It goes on and on. The Campbellsville, Lander. I mean, it goes on and on. And a bunch out of Texas, Dallas Baptist. You know, you have ETBU. You know, we just have a ton of them that are just going on and on and on. Erskine out of South Carolina. I mean, the list can go on and on and on. But I really think that the cool thing about it is it really doesn't matter what school out there, because you're actually really truly starting to see a level playing field from a skill challenge from angler to angler per school.
I'll tell you what, if I could go to college again, I would so be on a bass fishing team, but it's a little late for me.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's not too late for some of you out there or for some of your kids or grandkids. If folks want to register for the Combine, how do they do it?
Actually, go to Bassmaster.com, go on over there to tournaments, click on high school, and you'll be able to see a tab that says 2023 Bassmaster High School Combine presented by Skeeter. Click on that, go on there, register. It's pretty awesome. For the $600 fee, I mean, you know, people look at it for $600, but where can you go and put yourself in as a parent, taking your child to any sport, and that's going to possibly be able to get you in touch with the direct person contact at school, set up a school visit for $600. You're going to get two nights in a hotel room for your parents and yourself. You're going to get fed four meals. That's a pretty good deal for $600.
That's a really good deal for $600, and boy, what an opportunity as well. Again, folks, it's the Bassmaster High School Combine. It is taking place at Wheeler Lake September 15th through the 17th. Register now at Bassmaster.com. Glenn, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
We've We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now. They're truly Alaska's best lodge. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales. And let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Hey there, friends. RC from Tobacco and Brew, sharing with you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Foundation Cigar Company, The Tabernacle. A full-bodied smoking experience, this stick was curated with the connoisseur in mind, as well as our value-conscious customer. This ensemble of long filler from Honduras and Nicaragua is swaddled with the sensational Connecticut broadleaf wrapper. This smoke is a luxurious gift for any cigar aficionado. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, tree houses. Look who's living in the trees. On display now through May 14th, featuring immersive and educational exhibits for kids and families of all ages. All about trees, animals, responsible forestry, sustainability, and more. Come explore the museum, forest camp, wildlife center, gardens, and more with the whole family. Tree houses. Look who's living in the trees. On display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Presented by Cheryl Bambauer. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Org.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We got Brian Lynn on the line with the Sportsman's Alliance because there is a lot of news happening that is affecting hunters right now in state legislative sessions all over the country. Brian, welcome back.
Hey, John. Great to be back. Thank you.
Hunting is definitely under attack in a lot of places, and one of those places is Minnesota, where there is a bill that would propose wolf protections forever, no matter how many wolves there might be in Minnesota. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, I mean, this is an ongoing saga that the Sportsmen's Alliance has really been fighting for coming up on 20 years now. We've delisted the wolves in that distinct population segment three times, and the Humane Society keeps suing and getting them put back on the endangered species list, and it's always on technicalities, red tape, you know, you didn't do this or didn't do that. It's not about wolves and how many there are anymore. And frankly, the animal rights movement is running out of options here, and it's narrowed down to where they're going to get delisted. Well, now the Minnesota legislature is playing biologist, and they've snuck in an omnibus bill, environmental omnibus bill, that no matter what happens, there will never be a wolf season in the state. When they become delisted, there will be no wolf season. And this is happening with no oversight, no communications or anything. It was just slid in to the omnibus spending bill, and last night it passed the House 69-57, mostly along party lines.
Wow. That's just amazing to me that you would manage any species to the point where you could literally have, you know, a wolf on every street corner, but you can't hunt them because they're protected in perpetuity. That's just insane method of wildlife management. But it's passed the House. I presume now it goes to the Senate. And is the governor going to sign it into law, do you think?
Well, go to the Senate. And I believe that since it's a spending bill, it's not an actual bill itself. It's an amendment into this larger omnibus bill, which is hundreds of pages long. This is just one little point in there. Has a good chance of passing because I think it just goes to a committee and they hammer out the differences within that and then send it and vote and that's it. So it will be tough to stop if they don't agree to pull it out because the governor is not going to hold up the entire state spending budget over a wolf, especially if it's a wolf hunt.
Wow. All right, let's head to California, a state, no offense to our California listeners, known for some pretty crazy and progressive politics. I understand they're now targeting kids' hunting and shooting camps.
Yes, this along with, you know, like the marketing bill that they had aimed at youth last year that the Sportsman's Alliance is suing for and against to overrule this and throw it out. This is another one where, you know, it's all tied to this mass gun control that's pushing throughout, you know, Washington, Oregon, California, and some of the other states. But this is looking at kids' camp, particularly those that have shooting ranges and teach shooting, and they're attacking it from a public health angle. Oh, this is a public health issue. We need to do something, creating this board and has all these different gun control groups and public health groups and everybody there except for, you know, firearms instructors, shooters, hunters, people who use ranges, who use guns. It's just completely the
so let me
people
get this
who
straight.
Think they know what they're talking about.
The people that manage the new regulations or develop the new regulations are people who probably have never touched a firearm in their life. Again, hunters are not part of the stakeholder group. Sports shooters, firearm instructors, none of the related organizations, they would all be left out. It would just be anti-firearms people that are determining what the rules are going to be for kids.
Pretty much. So far, that's what it's looking like. And, you know, so, yeah, that's California for you. And here's what's best for kids at shooting ranges, learning to shoot. And, yeah, they don't ask hunter ed instructors or shooting instructors, but they'll have, you know, gun control groups and public health bureaucrats there to hammer it out. So that's California.
Well, I'd like to say the news is better in Washington State, but as you alluded to, it's not. It looks like the governor is getting ready to sign a bill into law that would ban what they are calling assault weapons, but you and I would call semi-automatic shotguns and rifles. What's the impact of this law going to be on hunters in Washington State?
Yeah, this is going to be interesting, especially with the expanded definitions that they included in that law, like you alluded to. This is going to turn some guns that we don't think about as, you know, quote unquote assault weapons into assault weapons. You know, this is where you get into the game of politics and definitions, and it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out and if there's a lawsuit because there's others around the state that goes with this. But yeah, your certain shotguns you have and other rifles or even handguns can be now considered assault weapons, and you know, you own them now, you're grandfathered in, but it's going to have an impact down the road, especially if some of these other bills that are coming up. Washington has a whole slew of them. Permit to purchase system, registry, 10-day waiting period, be able to sue the marketing, you know, agencies for, be able to sue gun manufacturers for marketing if somebody's, you know, hurt using their product. This could wipe out the gun industry, all of these bills together, which then does have a downstream impact to conservation funding through Pittman-Robertson. So it's more than just gun control at, you know, different levels for different audiences.
No, you're absolutely right. And it just amazes me that, okay, so you don't sue the person who did the bad thing with the gun. You sue the person who made the gun. That's like saying if somebody, you know, was drunk driving and they killed somebody, that you don't sue that person, you sue the car company for making the car that the drunk driver was in. It's just mind-boggling to me how you do this.
Yeah, and that's where we're at in society these days, you know, and it's ridiculous, you know, in Washington State again. They're increasing all of these laws, you know, like all I mentioned, permit to purchase, the assault weapons ban, blah, blah, blah. At the same time, they decreased penalties for using guns illegally.
Right.
So on one hand, they're allowing you to sue a manufacturer of a gun because a criminal uses it illegally. And then they're not going to punish the criminal more.
Oh, no.
They actually reduced the penalty for using the firearm in a crime in Washington State while increasing penalties for law-abiding citizens. It's just ridiculous.
You're right. And I vividly remember Governor Jay Inslee in Washington State, you know, during the coronavirus, well, we've got to depopulate our prisons. And one of the first people he let go were those incarcerated for illegal possession of firearms. And what kind of message does that send? But moving on to another state, Texas, which you wouldn't think would have this issue, but I understand 18 gun control bills to ban youth hunting were introduced in the Lone Star State.
Yeah, they have friends down there, and they don't Californicate my Texas, but that's what's happening, you know, especially after the Uvalde shooting and stuff. There's now contingencies, especially out of the Austin area, calling for gun control, and, you know, these 18 bills kind of do anything and everything. There's different tax in there, and, you know, from underage, you know, kids for youth hunting, these bills would stop that. A lot of them are attacking, and this is a theme we're seeing nationwide, 18 to 20-year-olds. You're saying you can't own, possess, or buy a firearm, any firearm, until you're 21. Well, what does an 18-year-old adult, 19-year-old adult, 20-year-old adult do if they want to go hunting? They can't buy a gun until they're 21, can't possess it. It creates a real issue, especially when they're paying taxes and fully vested in all of their constitutional rights, you know, and that's a theme we're seeing. So that's happening even in Texas.
Folks, this is very dangerous because, as we all know, when it comes to recruiting new hunters, you need to have the young hunters. And if they can't even possess a firearm to go hunting, that's going to kill our sport of hunting if we get laws like this passed. I'd like to talk more about some other things that are going on in Nevada and Maine and Maryland, but we are out of time. So, folks, I would really recommend that you go to sportsmansalliance.org. That's sportsmansalliance.org. Sign up for their weekly newsletter. Get informed. And if you are upset about any of these bills that are poised to pass, call your state representative. Call your state senator. Call the governor's office. Send them an email. Let them know your thoughts on these issues. If enough of you do, you just might make a difference and get some of these changes made that are affecting us as hunters. Brian, always a pleasure to catch up with you on America Outdoors Radio.
You too, John. Thank you very much.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display. Or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. It is spring, and that means it is time to get the RV out and go explore. And looking for some inspiration, I've got a great one. It is called USA RV Adventures, and it's published by Moon Books. And I've got one of the authors on the line, Bonnie Sinclair. Bonnie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, Bonnie, you and Grant Sinclair wrote this book, and I am guessing that is based on your travels. What went into all of this? This is a really good book you put out.
Yeah, well, thank you. And yes, this book is based on the travel that we have done. You know, we wrote it based on the trips that we had previously taken. And a couple of them are things that we had to research and fill in some gaps on. But for the most part, it was just our experiences and pulling from that of routes that we had done or places we had been and building a route around that. It was a lot of fun to think back over where we had gone and what we had missed and wish we had seen and put it all together.
You have stayed at a lot of campgrounds all over the country, and you share some of the best ones in your book. Why don't you share some of those with our listeners so they know where to stay?
So there really are a wide variety of campgrounds out there, and we like them all. You know, they all have their pros and cons. Probably one of our favorites is in Custer, South Dakota, the Big Pine Campground just outside of Custer. It's a private campground, but it's nestled under the trees, and it kind of feels like, you know, you're actually camping even though you're just outside of the town of Custer. The folks that run it are just friendly, and it's a great experience. We've stayed there several times, and it's always been absolutely perfect. If you're looking for an even more rustic experience, one of our favorites was the Broken Arrow Campground, which is just north of Crater Lake National Park in Oregon. And that Broken Arrow is a Forest Service campground with no hookups. So you are definitely roughing it with no electricity, no air conditioning, no water hookups. But as long as you've got your camper, you should be ready for it. It's just a great place to disconnect and really enjoy nature and then head into Crater Lake National Park if you want to.
I noticed that national parks are kind of a common theme in RV travels and adventures. What are some of your favorite ones that you've visited over the years?
Yeah, national parks really are. That's our love and our passion personally. We both love Yellowstone. You just can't go wrong with Yellowstone. It's got a little bit of something for everybody, from wildlife to thermal features to mountains and lakes. The Grand Canyon is another one that's just awe-inspiring, and you just can't wrap your brain around it. But even, you know, Dinosaur National Monument is another one of our favorites that is kind of more remote and not as visited, but has a lot of natural beauty and dinosaur fossils, right? Who wouldn't love that?
Super cool. I remember going there as a kid, and I definitely need to go back. Now, you have a whole section in the book on the best places to go for wildlife watching. I know you just mentioned one of them was Yellowstone National Park, and folks, I highly agree with that recommendation. What are a few other ones you'd recommend?
So the Black Hills of South Dakota is another area where you can find a lot of wildlife. There's bison at Custer State Park, Wind Cave National Park, Badlands National Park also has a bison herd. They've got prairie dogs, which are just the cutest little things you've ever seen coming out of their little burrows. And then you can sometimes find bighorn sheep or elk. You just never really know what you're going to find around that area. And then another place that, you know, may not be what people first think of, but Everglades National Park, right? Because wildlife is not just the big mammal. So Everglades is great, especially if you're a fan of birds. And there's tons of different birds, and you can see both crocodiles and alligators, which is one, I think it's the only place in the U.S., that southern Florida region, maybe the only place in the world where you can see both alligators and crocodiles in the same general location.
Very cool indeed. Now, a lot of folks have a dream of buying a book like yours, USA RV Adventures, and hitting the road in their new, or I should say maybe new to them RV, because a lot of folks bought RVs during the COVID pandemic. What is a key piece of advice or two you would share with someone about to go on their first big multi-state trip so that they don't get frustrated?
Well, I would say even if it's just a new, you know, your new RV, but not your first RV, take a small test trip before you take out for, you know, 6 weeks across the country. The farther you get from home, the harder it is sometimes to deal with problems. So even just before we go back out for a summer trip every year, we like to take just a weekend somewhere in a local campground just to kind of clean things off, you know, make sure things are still working, repair anything that needs to be repaired, you know. So take that test trip before you set off for anything too far away. And then just take your time, right? Slow down. Make sure you actually spend the time to enjoy the trip and don't just, you know, focus on getting there and rushing through the experiences, but give yourself plenty of time to actually enjoy it.
You know, that is such a wonderful piece of advice. I lived in Europe for 3 years and was an exchange student there for 6 months as well. And that was the biggest mistake I saw American tourists make, is they would try to cram in 10 countries in 14 days, and they were frustrated and upset by the end of the trip.
Yep.
And you're absolutely right. I mean, taking the time to truly explore a place, whether it be a national park or a state park, and, you know, not just spend one day there, but 3, 4, maybe even 5 days, you really get to soak it in so much more, don't you?
Yes, you do. That is one thing that we have learned with an RV, because it simply is, it's harder to move every single day, right? Because you have to pack up the RV and take down and set up and whatnot. And so, you know, it really forced us to slow down and spend that extra day there and give ourselves a little bit more time to rest, because we could, right? We weren't sleeping, you know, in a random hotel or on an air mattress in a tent. We had the comforts of home right there. So really taking the time to just slow down and enjoy the experience has been the best part of RVing for us.
Speaking of setting up an RV, making it a base camp, essentially, what do you use to get around once you're there? Bicycles, e-bikes, scooters? Do you tow a car? What do you do?
So it really depends. You know, we drive a truck and then tow a travel trailer behind us. So then we have our truck that we can use to get around. If you've got a large, you know, Class A motorhome, you know, one of those 30-40 foot motorhomes, I would certainly recommend taking, whether it's a small, you know, a motorcycle or a small car, or even, like you said, a bike, to be able to explore so that you're not trying to drive a 35 foot motorhome everywhere you go, right? So having some kind of vehicle is definitely good, but I've also heard of people just taking an Uber or finding a shuttle of some sort to get around, and depending on where you are, bikes or e-bikes, if you want to go a little bit farther, an electric bike is a great option that we've considered for our future as well.
Yeah, and folks, those e-bikes, if you haven't tried them out, they are definitely a great thing. You can get up to 20 miles an hour on them, and you can go quite a ways quite comfortably. Last question for you. Where can folks buy your book, USA RV Adventures?
You can buy the book pretty much anywhere books are sold, whether that's online or in a store. If they sell books, they should sell our book. And then we also have a website ourselves, wanderfilledlife.com, where we have tons of information about the itineraries and the destinations that are covered in the book, but also additional places that aren't in the book.
All right. That website again, wanderfilledlife.com. That's wanderfilledlife.com. And if you plan on hitting the road, you definitely want to pick up USA RV Adventures, published by Moon Books. It's a great resource. You're going to really get a lot out of it. Bonnie, thanks so much for sharing all of this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you for having me.
If you're going to be traveling in an RV, especially for an extended period of time, you're going to have cutlery and you're going to have to sharpen those knives from time to time, especially kitchen knives and maybe fillet knives if you're doing a little fishing along the way. And the knife sharpeners you need can be found at WorkSharpTools.com. That is the website for WorkSharp, makers of both manual and powered knife sharpeners, not only for in the field, but also in the shop, and yes, in the kitchen too. A lot of them are very small and portable. They'll fit right in your RV and keep those knives sharp for as long as you are on the road. Find out more at WorkSharpTools.com and look for WorkSharp knife sharpeners and tool sharpeners at quality sporting goods stores near you. As we wrap things up today, I'd like to thank our guests, Brian Lynn with the Sportsman's Alliance, Glenn Cale with Bassmaster, and Bonnie Sinclair, the author of USA RV Adventures. They all shared some great information today, and I hope that you learned a little bit along the way. We are at the latter part of April, and that means there's a lot of options for you as a hunter or angler or wildlife watcher or just outdoors enthusiast who likes to hike and spend time in nature. As for me, I'm going to be doing a little pre-fishing this weekend for a tournament that I'm going to be involved in a couple of weeks, a big Pro-Am tournament in Eastern Washington put on by Limit Out Marine. And right after that, on May 5th and 6th, I'll be fishing a big bass tournament with my old friend Rusty Johnson. And we're hoping we can get maybe a 5 or 6 pounder in the boat and finally cash a check at a tournament. Here's hoping that you get to enjoy some time outside as well. Spring certainly has a lot to offer. Until next time, here's hoping you are blessed, here's hoping you are healthy, and do remember this. It is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns,
and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. And so the wait continues now, as the Supreme Court saying yesterday, nothing changes, at least not right now, concerning the access to a widely used abortion pill. A case that began in Texas sought to roll back FDA approval of the drug mifepristone. The court's action likely leaves access to the drug unchanged at least into next year. Correspondent Mark Sherman reports last year the Supreme Court did overturn Roe v. Wade, but this is a different issue.
It involves, at the moment, just whether major changes to a drug that had been approved by the FDA should take effect based on the order of a single judge in Texas and then two more judges on the Court of Appeals. So the court was not at all ruling on the merits of the lawsuit challenging mifepristone. It wasn't saying anything at all about medication abortion.
Also at townhall.com, House Republicans and the Manhattan DA ending a fight over their Trump deal. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
DA Alvin Bragg has agreed to let House Judiciary Committee Republicans question an ex-prosecutor about the criminal case against former President Donald Trump. Under the agreement, committee members will be able to question Mark Pomerantz under oath in Washington. The deal resolves a lawsuit in which Bragg had sought to block Pomerantz from testifying and ends a legal dispute that escalated to a federal appeals court just weeks after Trump's indictment. Pomerantz will be accompanied by a lawyer from Bragg's office, which is not typically allowed in congressional depositions. It's scheduled for May 12th. Julie Walker, New York.
Stocks ending on a mild note yesterday for the day. Major stocks were all off just a fraction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Minnesota Senate wading into the culture wars.
It passed bills Friday to make Minnesota a refuge for minors seeking puberty blockers and sex change surgery, out-of-state abortion patients and providers seeking protection, and to ban so-called conversion therapy for LGBTQ youth. All three bills passed the Democratic-controlled House earlier this session. While Democrats hold just a one-seat majority in the Senate, bill sponsors were confident heading into the emotional debate. Keith Peters reporting.
GM recalling some Silverado medium-duty trucks from model year 2019 or later. The company has discovered a potential leak in brake fluid that could result in a fire. Until that recall repair work is completely done, General Motors advising owners of the trucks to make sure you park them outdoors. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A technique to get clouds to produce more snow being used now in the Rocky Mountain region.
That area has struggled with a 2-decade-long drought. Cloud seeding involves using planes and ground-based equipment to put silver iodide into clouds when weather conditions are right. Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming have all expanded their cloud seeding programs in recent years. Some experts say conserving water is a better, more down-to-earth way to ensure there's enough water to go around. But cloud seeding has the full embrace from state and local officials. John Scott reporting.
Interior Secretary Deb Haaland defending her department's approval of the Willow Oil Project, saying despite President Biden's campaign promise to end new drilling on federal lands, she says, quote, "We are not going to turn the faucet off and say that we're not drilling anymore. That's not reality." More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, we have Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, the great outdoors, pop culture, and find out what's happening in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR's weekend lineup includes The Flatline with Rick Hughes, Poke the Hornet's Nest, Jefferson State of Mind with Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter, followed by Sovereign Minds, We the People, and Tokens Radio Show on 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Get your podcast.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Pet Show. Is your Newfoundland acting a bit nerdy? Does your Manx kitten have you mystified? Are your pugs always ready for the party? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and really want to learn how to understand your dogs and cats almost as well as they get you. If you're confused about your dog or cat's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned because once again, right here, right now, it is time for the Pet Show. America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because yes, it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. If you want to join me on the ever-growing Pet Show family, if you have a question or a comment about your dog or cat, they're chewing, jumping, barking, humping, digging, scratching, your dog can't deal with the dog next door, your cat hates the new cat that came into the household, your cat looked at the litter box and said to you, use it myself. Bottom line is, if you have a question or a comment about your dog or cat's behavior and want me to help you resolve it, great time to give me a call. And if you're new to the show or a regular, it makes no difference. Let me just remind everybody that if you call into the show and you get to talk to me live on the air today, you will be getting an absolutely fabulous, fabulous gift. Let me take that back. Your dog or cat will be getting an absolutely fabulous, fabulous gift. Again, many of the items we give away, thanks to my sponsors that have been with me for years, many of the items we give away are worth $25, $35. We're not talking biscuits here. Some of the items even worth $50. So everyone who gives me a call with a question or a comment, just want to share a story about an amazing dog or cat they recently adopted. And that's part of what I like to do. You know, so many of my listeners, you guys are amazing, have rescued dogs or adopted dogs or fostering dogs. Every time one of you calls me on the air and talks about what an incredible experience it's been for you, you're actually encouraging thousands of other people listening all across the country and Canada to perhaps do the same thing. And again, a reminder, everyone that calls in and gets through to me live will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat, even if they just answer the question of the day. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That's 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. However, you know by now that the chances of me getting to all of my topics may not happen because your questions, your comments, your stories are always my priority. So if you have a question or a comment, the phone number 877-725-8255. Here's what's coming up on today's show. You know, dogs don't have iPhones. Dogs don't have smartwatches. So how do they always know what time it is? If you don't believe that, dogs tell time, try being late when giving them dinner. So we're going to tell you later the exact reason and the exact ways, you know, it's been questioned before, how your dogs and your cats can really tell time. And maybe, just maybe, they smell the time. Yeah, you heard me. Maybe they smell what time it is. We'll talk about that. Also coming up, do you believe that our dogs and cats can actually form different opinions about friends and family? Can our pets have opinions about people? Of course, I'm going to talk about compulsive behavior. It's not just for dogs. Cats can suffer with OCD as well. And we'll explain and share what you should know and how you can help them. Now, you may think you know your dog's belly. I know you think you know your dog's belly, but it's there more than the belly, than just a belly rub. We'll talk about that as well. Phone number 877-725-8255, as always. Plenty of time for all of your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So, if your pet is chewing, jumping, barking excessively, confused about the litter box, maybe that new rescue dog you saved isn't housebroken, or that feral cat you took in has separation anxiety or may be depressed, your dog may be chasing anything that moves, your dog hates other dogs, cat scratched your favorite chair, and your dog literally believes, if he sees it, he must hump it. That's right, you heard me. If he sees it, he must hump it. Give me a call. Again, the phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. And here's the question of the day. I had the same question on my Los Angeles show, and it was kind of interesting. So I'm going to share it with you. Do you believe that dogs and cats have opinions about the people they know? Are there certain people that they like more than others? Are there certain people that they might be fearful of, or certain people they disdain? So that's the question of the day. Do you believe that dogs and cats have opinions about the people they know? Give me a call, 877-725-8255. The phones are getting jammed up. Before we go to the phones, I talked about this on my Los Angeles show, and this is not the first time it happened to me. Just the other day, I was out doing my morning workout. My morning workout, walking around my neighborhood, through my little speed walking. Anyway, here's this guy walking this beautiful, beautiful Rhodesian Ridgeback. Gorgeous dog. The dog's peeing. Okay, the dog's peeing. And the guy says to the dog, as I'm walking by, he's pulling the dog's leash, pulling him away from the tree, saying, hurry up, let's go, hurry up, I got to get home. And I saw this. And I turned around and I said to the guy, let the dog pee. Just let the dog pee. He wasn't thrilled with me, so I'm anticipating black eye, bloody nose time. He was a pretty big guy. Anyway, I'm not going to stop. It comes to a dog, I'm there. So after a while, and I said, let the dog pee. He said, none of your business. Leave me alone. Go on. Do what you're doing. I'm getting out. My dog, I know what I'm doing. Okay, blah, blah, blah. So as I'm thinking, I turn around to this gentleman, I don't even like the word gentleman, to this jerk, and I said to him, listen, here's my dream. If I had a genie and a lamp in front of me right now, and I could rub the lamp, you know what I would wish for? I would wish for this. Now, this may sound a little eccentric to people, but I would wish that we were at an event together, some big event, and we both went to the men's room, and you were standing in front of me at the men's urinal, and I was right behind you. You know what you would hear? Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, let's go home, and I would pull you away. Hurry up, hurry. I can't believe the guy wouldn't let his dog pee. Was I right or was I wrong to interfere? Give me a call. Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. The guy walked away in a huff. I couldn't stop myself. I mean, you know, when you take your dog for a walk, it's the dog's walk. That's what I literally believe. So I'd love to hear from you guys. Was I right or wrong, or, you know, every once in a while, a black eye's worth it. Phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let me go to a phone call right off the bat. Let's go to my friend Christy. Hey, Christy, welcome to the Pet Show.
Thank you.
How you doing today, Christy?
I'm doing okay. My dog died last week.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Christy.
Thank you. He was diagnosed with lung cancer, but before that I had taken him to the vet and they thought he had pancreatitis. So I have all this medication left over from the pancreatitis, and I was wondering if you could recommend a rescue or some charity that I can give.
The only thing is that with the if it was a matter of leashes and collars and toys, which my listeners donate all the time to rescues, when it comes to medication, it's a little bit different, Christy, because we don't know specifically if you donate it to a rescue. I would donate it to a rescue. I would call around and find a rescue that has a veterinarian on their staff. This way you can donate it to them, and if the veterinarian wants to recommend it, he can. But I wouldn't donate it to just any rescue group based on the fact that, you know, they don't have the ability to prescribe a specific type of medication like that. You can call around and speak to different rescues. I know you're in California, a lot of great rescues here. And so that's what I would do. But giving medication to someone else and not being able to determine whether the dog or cat should get that medication would scare me a little bit. Does that make sense to you, Christy?
Yeah, which is why I was hoping you could recommend a rescue or something.
Yeah, I'm curious. What part of California are you in?
I'm in Los Angeles area.
Oh, okay, right in L.A. I'm trying to think right off. I don't know if a specific one. You know, why don't you try this? Try the Brittany Foundation. Give them a call online. Try the Brittany Foundation. They might be able to help you out. Some of the other organizations, the purebred organizations, just call around. But you want to make sure that whoever you donated to has a vet that's able to prescribe it.
Okay.
So, Christy, I'm so sorry. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm actually thinking of looking in. I'm actually considering fostering a dog. My dad, who's like 93 years old, he misses our dog too. So.
Yeah, and it's good. It's really healthy for him. If you're really considering fostering a dog, why don't you send me an email at mail@thepetshow.com, just mail@thepetshow.com, and maybe I can hook you up with a couple of rescues that can help you maybe rescue a dog that's a little bit older for your dad.
Okay, great. I am looking into older dogs, so.
Great. So, yeah, I will help you out. Send me an email, mail@thepetshow.com. I'm going to put you on hold, and what I'm going to do is, you know what? I am so sure that you're going to be adopting a dog. I'm going to send you a copy of my book, How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. I appreciate that phone call. The phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break, then we'll get back to all of your calls. Lots of time, lots of great stuff to give away. And was I right or wrong saying something to the guy that wouldn't let his dog pee? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. Listen, what you feed your dog is so critical. For over 6 years now, you've heard me talk about Lucy Pet Food. By the way, manufactured within a half hour of where I live in their own manufacturing plant with their own laboratory. They're not making 50 different brands of food like so many of the other places are. And in fact, their CEO, Joey Herrick, a good friend of mine, his passion for animals is like yours and mine. That's why I'm such a big fan of Lucy Pet Food. That's why I've been feeding it to my rescues, Molly and Willie, for the last 4 years since the day they came out. And a day does not go by where I don't hear either in a text, an email, a phone call, or a radio letter, or just people stopping me on the street and saying, Warren, thank you for letting us know about Lucy Pet Food with that prebiotic formula. In fact, I want you to hear from one of those listeners right now.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet Formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago. She's in the car next to me if you hear her whine.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet Formula.
You know, I hear these stories all the time, and here's your opportunity to get some Lucy Pet Food for your dogs and cats and save some money at the same time. If you go directly to Lucy's website, LucyPetProducts.com. That's LucyPetProducts.com. And while you're there, if you spend just $35, you can order Lucy dry wet food and wet food for your dog, Lucy dry food and wet food for your cat, those amazing kitty lickies, some of their treats, their dog food rolls. Spend just $35 at LucyPetProducts.com, and they will ship it to your home absolutely free. So don't wait. Get your dogs as healthy as they can be with Lucy Pet Food, the food I feed my own pets. Log on to LucyPetProducts.com today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Hey, do the mouse, yeah. Hey, you can do it in your house, yeah.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Over 30 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplement for both your dogs and cats to control your dog and cat's shedding, dander, dry skin, and hairballs, while improving your pet's immune system with both pre- and probiotics. Hear what one caller says about Hugs and Kisses.
Your Hugs and Kisses, I have told all my friends about it. For years, I have been giving him those Hugs and Kisses, and then you changed it a little bit and made it even better. Honest to God, he'll eat it like a treat, and then I crumble it up on his food. You know, I feed him twice a day. And he just loves it.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 30-year track record. Order today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or ThePetShow.com, or call us at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, ThePetShow.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
And we are back on the Pet Show All Morning Next Time. Got a question or a comment about your dog or cat day? Jumping, humping, digging, your cat scratching, not using the litter box. You got a new dog, doesn't get along with the old dog. You got a new boyfriend and your dog doesn't like him. Dog's digging up your backyard. That's what we do here on the Pet Show. Help you resolve any issues you may be having with your pets. A lot more likely any issues your pets may be having with you. If you happen to be new to the show, let me just remind everyone, or regular, everyone that calls into the show and gets to talk with me live, whether it be to answer my question of the day, whether dogs have opinions, or to ask a question, or to tell me whether I was wrong or right for telling the guy to let his dog pee, give me a call. If you get through and talk to me live, a fabulous gift will be on its way for your best friend. And as I said, we're not giving away biscuits here, folks. A lot of the items I give away are worth as much as $50. And remember, the items I give away are generally related to the question you may be having. So it's a great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Hugs and Kisses supplements, Lucy pet food, Kitty Licky's treats for your cats, copies of my best-selling books, hemp seed oil, those air horns that everyone should have if they have a dog, those amazing T-shirts that say none of my friends walk upright, all-natural flea spray. If you have a dog that scoots his butt, I even got some great supplements for that. So everyone that calls into the show and gets to talk to me live, will get one of these things for their dog or cat. Again, that number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let's go to my friend Betty. Hi, Betty. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Hello. Yes, I'm Betty. Excuse me.
That's okay, Betty. What's up?
Well, my grandson, Jeremy, he adopted a, I think it's a German Shepherd, but she's all black, not a bit of white on her. And she was trained to be a guard dog, but they said she didn't pass the tests. So Jeremy adopted her. And now she's just really she minds him very good. But when he takes her around other dogs, she wants to fight them. And he's living at home now, and his dad.
Well, Betty, how old is? First of all, thank your grandson. This makes you a great grandma. You know, how long ago did your grandson adopt this dog?
about 2 years.
So he's had the dog for 2 years, and this problem's been going on for 2 years?
1 year, I'm sorry. But I don't know how old the dog is.
But in other words, the behavior's been going on since your grandson has the dog.
Well, he came home and brought the dog, and he's living with his dad right now.
Okay, so in other words, was the dog, the people that had the dog before him, do you know anything about those people?
No.
Okay, let me do this. I don't want to rush you. Let me put you on hold. I got to take a break. I'll resolve your problem when we come back. We'll also get to you, Brian in Vermont, Susan in Florida. Get to all your calls lots of times, even if they blow off my stuff. You know I'm going to answer your questions. That's my priority. The phone number is 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Quick break, then right back to all of your calls. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
I did. I tore a putty cat as plain as he could be. That putty cat is very bad. He sneaks up from behind. I don't think I would like it if I knew what's on his mind. I have a strong suspicion.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
So brave is Corporal Rusty.
You go, Rin Tin Tin. We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of pretty amazing stuff to give away as well. Phone number 877-725-8255. The question of the day is, do dogs and cats have opinions about people? You know, a lot of people say, poo-poo, Warren, they don't have opinions. I believe they do. Give me a call. Let me know what you think. And also, if you heard the story I told you about the guy whose dog was peeing and he was pulling the dog away, not letting the dog finish, and I said, let the dog pee, and we got into a little bit of a to-do. Should I have said something? Do you agree or disagree? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you guys as well. 877-725-8255. The phone's a jam. I'll get to all your calls. But first, scientific research has suggested an easy fix to help women get more sleep. Tell your male partner to sleep on the couch while you share a bed with your dog. According to the study, if a woman sleeps in the same bed as her dog rather than sharing with a man, she will get a better night's rest. It's not uncommon for human bed partners to go to bed at very different times and wake up at different times. Such differences in partner schedule can disrupt sleep. It may be that the dog bed partners adapt more readily to the owner's schedule than the human bed partner. Bottom line is, by contrast, cats were found to be just as disruptive as human beings when they're in bed with you. So I say sleep with you. I don't think I've ever been in bed without dogs and cats around me dozens at a time. We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein, 877-725-8255. Betty, California, we were talking to Betty. Betty's grandson adopted a German Shepherd, and now the dog doesn't get along with other dogs. She says the dog was trained as a watchdog. It's an interesting concept, Eddie, but again, you know, what does training as a watchdog mean? Was he a guard dog? Was he an alarm dog? Was he a full-blown attack dog? Was he a warning dog? So all that type of training can really play into what we're talking about. If, in fact, that the dog is aggressive towards other dogs, what we need to do is start counter-conditioning that. And the best way to do that is when your grandson takes the dog for a walk, to walk at a distance away from other dogs. When the dog ignores them, give them a little praise, and over a period of weeks or months, get closer and closer and closer. However, if the aggressive behavior is really severe, then perhaps your grandson may want to inquire with a trainer there. Again, it's very difficult. This is a tough one. You know, I'm no problem answering questions, but I don't know how the dog was trained. Was he abused? Was he trained to be assertive if he sees another dog coming? Was he, did they did something called
a chain training where they chain a bunch of dogs up at the fence and they agitate them to get the dogs to be more assertive. So I don't know exactly what went on, but some good basic training would really go a long way here, and gradual socializing. Betty, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. I want your grandson to go back to the basics, just some basic obedience. He'll sit, stay down, and come. Not that I care whether the dog sits, but it gives your grandson the ability to communicate with the dog in a positive way. So that's number one, and then gradual exposure will make all the difference in the world. And just be, you know, generally speaking, when a dog is trained as a guard dog or for protection, usually they're not aggressive towards other dogs. I'll give you an example. One of the ways I stop a dog from being overly aggressive is teach the dog protection training. Now, that may sound eccentric. Why would I say that? If you have a kid that's getting into fights all the time and you teach him karate or you teach him how to box or you teach him judo, what happens is they learn how to control their assertiveness, how to control their aggression. Makes all the difference in the world, no different than a dog or cat that's overly aggressive. Sometimes some good basic training and teaching the dog how to be assertive on command can resolve that issue. 877-725-8255, the phone number. We are going to Susan. Central Florida, Susan, welcome to the Pet Show. Hi, Susan. Oh, Susan, where are you? Oh, God, Susan, you disappeared on me. Susan had a question. She has a Shih Tzu that's a very picky eater. And there could be several reasons which would create a picky eater. One of the reasons could be teeth and gum problems, not unusual with a Shih Tzu. So the first thing I would do is check the teeth and gums. That's number one. Number two, if the dog is a picky eater, very often what people do is they'll switch from one kind of food to another kind of food to another kind of food, making the dog more selective in what they're going to eat. What I would recommend that you do, Susan, I know you're not there, but what I would recommend that you do is I would take some of the dog's food, I would heat it up just a little bit before you feed it to them. Dogs eat with their nose, not their mouth. See if that doesn't make a difference. Give them smaller meals throughout the day. I think that would be real beneficial for you as well. So there are many reasons, but very often when you have a dog that goes off their feed, it's either they're not feeling well, their teeth and gums are bothering them, or they just perhaps don't like the smell of what you're feeding them. Phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. I got lots of super stuff to give away as well. The question of the day is really kind of simple, and I don't know. Am I crazy? But you don't want to answer that. The bottom line is, do you believe that dogs and cats can actually have different opinions about people they know? Are there some people that they have an opinion about, this is a really nice person? Are there other people that they have an opinion about, hey, that person sucks? So that's the bottom line. I mean, I know it sounds like a strange question to some people out there, but having trained over 40,000 animals, I get this all the time. You know, I look at the dog and how they react to different people. So that's part of the question. And the second part of the question, guys, is pretty simple. I told you I saw this guy. His dog was peeing. He was pulling the dog away saying, hurry up, we got to get home. I said to him, listen, let the dog pee. He was not too thrilled about that. We got into a little disagreement. Then I said to the man, I said, listen, my wish is that someday we're at an event together and I'm standing behind you in the men's room at a urinal and I start pulling on your collar saying, hurry up, we got to get home. Was I right or wrong for reacting to this person? I'd love to hear from you as well. Again, the number 877-725-8255. Let me do this. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to go first to Brian in Vermont with a poop-eating dog. We can't have that. I see that Susan's back on from Florida. We got Lila, I believe it is. Lilia in Florida as well. Dave in Delaware. We'll get to all your calls, 877-725-8255. I want you guys to listen carefully. This is actually the first time we've been able to do this for my own products. We're throwing a really huge store-wide sale celebrating spring at the Pet Show store, which is thepetshow.com. That means everything in the Pet Show store on sale, 20% off. That includes the Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplement for dogs and cats. No other supplement that even comes close with that probiotic and prebiotic formula. My best-selling books, either the dog book or the cat book, both 20% off. Those air horns that every single guardian with a pet should have to save them from coyotes and stray dogs and even some crazy people out there. Those t-shirts that say, none of my friends walk upright, in a variety of colors, plus some great health and wellness items. Listen to me carefully. Whether you need hugs and kisses, vitamins, books on training, health and wellness items, or just a none of my friends walk upright t-shirt, it's all on sale. But that's not all. If you're an Amazon shopper, go to Amazon.com and my Hugs and Kisses for Dogs and Cats, 20% off at Amazon as well. You can go to Walmart.com. Walmart.com has the Hugs and Kisses, those dog horns, and my best-selling books, also 20% off. So no matter where you shop, it's all on sale through April 30th or while supplies last. So check out all of the products at ThePetShow.com or Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Save some money and make sure your dogs and cats are getting the healthy items available for them. Again, ThePetShow.com, Amazon.com, Walmart.com for 20% off on the Hugs and Kisses, vitamin mineral supplement treats, my books, the air horns, and those t-shirts. So check it out today. You'll be happier. And as always, your dogs and cats will be healthier. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Looking for the eagles, looking high and low. High for the eagles, low is where the eagles go.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. For over 30 years, I've created great products for dogs and cats, and in return, they gave me and my family a terrific life. To give back, I started the Lucy Pet Foundation, which provides free spay and neuter to help stop the 80,000 dogs and cats a week from being euthanized. To date, we've done over 16,000 free spay and neuters. To help fund this, I recently started Lucy Pet products, shampoo, cat litter, and now the new pet food formulas for life. Please go to your local pet store and ask for Lucy Pet products. Thanks.
I have an important job, and it wasn't just a job, it was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. If it hadn't have been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was like, I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-507-3114. 800-507-3114. 800-507-3114. That's 800-507-3114.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Wants to be a cat.
Everybody wants to be Pat. We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. We're going to get to your calls. Dave in Delaware, George in Florida, Layla, Susan, I know we lost you, but right now let me go to Brian calling from the great state of Vermont. Hey, Brian, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hey there. How you doing?
I'm doing super. How can I help you today?
Well, it's funny. I was just listening to your show as I left my house with my three-year-old black lab riding shotgun here in the front seat. And she vomits all, and ends up vomiting all over the seat and the floor. And what I think is happening is she's eating poo off the lawn, off the back lawn. I think it's her own, actually.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. When you say she's in the car, does she always get sick in the car?
No, never, no.
Oh, okay, so then she's throwing up because she ate something that doesn't agree with her. Let me go over this with you. The dog's eating poop. There's several reasons a dog will eat poop. If it's their own poop very often, it means that they're not either digesting their food properly, it's not being absorbed properly. That could be part of it. Number two is if a dog was overly corrected. How long have you had the dog? Since it was a puppy?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, because sometimes if the dog had been overly corrected for housebreaking, yelled at, or God knows what people do when a dog has an accident in the house, sometimes they would rather eat their poop than get caught with it. So that could be part of it as well. And sometimes it can just be a dirty habit. It can be certain nutrients missing from the dog's diet. So I guess your next question to me is, Warren, how do I stop it? There's a product on the market, Brian. Most people are unaware of it. It's made by a great company based in Southern California called Nature Vet. They make amazing supplementation for different things. They actually have a product that I'm going to recommend and send to you called Carpofrigis Stool Eating Deterrent Chewable Tablets. But it's a mouthful. So what this will do is it'll break it down so the dog is not going to want to eat it. So I'm going to send you, by the way, whoever's screening or writing this down, I don't often give this away. So I'm going to be giving away something called Stool Eating Deterrent Chewable Tablet. That might be beneficial for you. Now, if in fact there's something else going on, what you can do is you can go to a supermarket, go to the spice rack, you can buy something called alum powder. Do you know what alum powder is?
No.
Alum's what they use in an astringent. It's what they use to make pickles, baking. Makes you kind of pucker up like that. So what I want you to do is if you can pick up a little bit of alum powder at the spice rack, don't take more than your pinky nail amount of it. Just a small little drop of the alum powder. Mix it with a little water. The next time you go out in the backyard and leave a couple of poops back there, the next time you go out there, just put a little bit of the alum powder on the area where the dog is pooped, on the poop exactly. So there's two things going on. And number one, if he's not digesting his food properly or not absorbing it properly, I'm sure that the deterrence will make a difference. But also the deterrent will be if he gets that horrible taste every time he goes out there. I think that ought to resolve the problem for you. If not, there's 100 other things I can do, Brian.
Okay. Yeah, the,
right,
thing,
so
is she,
yeah.
The thing is, she she didn't eat her dog food today. However, she's been out twice in the backyard, and then she vomits what appears to be poop, you know.
Does she normally not eat her dog food?
A lot of times she does not eat during the day until later in the day.
Maybe it's time to change it a little bit. Maybe it's time to change your food. I can only send you one thing, so I'm sending you the stool eating. But, Brian, I would definitely check out the Lucy Pet Food. It can make a difference. It has that prebiotic and probiotic formula as well, so it can make a difference. But I'm going to send you the tablets in the meantime. Give me a call back in a week or two. Let me know how you're doing. It'll be a couple of weeks till you receive them. But it doesn't sound to me like we have a dog with a real behavior issue either. She's not digesting properly. properly. She's not absorbing properly. Doesn't sound to me like you overly corrected her, or it could just be a bad puppy habit that she developed, or the fact that when she doesn't eat in the morning, she's hungry. So you're going to have to try to get it to eat. Try heating up her food a little bit. Get some of that Lucy pet food. I think it'll make a difference. And I appreciate that phone call. We're sending you some of the Nature Vet stool eating deterrent. Give me a call back, Brian. Let me know how it's working for you. I appreciate that call. 877-725-8255, the phone number. Quick break. When we come back, we have Susan in Florida, Lila in Florida, George, Dave in Delaware. We'll get to all your calls. I promise we got plenty of time, a whole other hour to go. I got lots of great stuff to give away. And for those patient people, they always get the best gifts. Right now, I need your help. If you knew, if you literally knew that every single dollar you donate, you change the destiny of dogs and cats deserted in the wild, isn't that just the legacy you want to leave behind? For over 42 years, my good friend Leo Grillo and Delta Rescue would never, ever, ever, ever be able to do the absolutely life-saving, amazing work they do without you. That's right, you, my listeners, and your generous support. From saving lives to providing lifetime medical care for over 1,500 dogs and cats, Delta Rescue is the group that deserves your dollars. That's why I decided to make a personal bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. A bequest to Delta Rescue will make your legacy work for the animals right now, avoid fundraising costs, and actually provide tax benefits. Delta Rescue, by the way, happens to be a top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com, and they prove every day that your donation dollars are hard at work. But even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every single donation is a chance to keep more than 1,500 dogs, cats, and horses not just happy, not just safe, but actually loved and cared for their first time in their life. I urge you to go to their website, DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. Read the individual stories of how these thorough pets were rescued by Delta. Then ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your estate planning like I did. So log on now to DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. Or text them to dogs at 801-801. That's dogs at 801-801. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Back on the Pet Show. Here's the deal. Susan, Lilia, George, Dave, we have to break for the top of the hour. When we come back, you'll be my first four calls. I'll get to you right off the bat when we come back, and I promise you that I'll send you great gifts as well. So don't go anywhere, Susan, Lila, George, and Dave. If you want to give me a call, I do have one open line, 877-725-8255. Also, when we come back, listen. We know that dogs don't have watches. We know they don't keep day planners. They don't have those special smart watches either. So how do your dogs always know what time it is? If you don't believe me, try giving them a late dinner. How do dogs tell time? Some new studies say that our dogs can actually smell the time of day. We'll talk about that. Continue answering all of your pet and animal questions. Lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
If you have something you'd like to get painted, then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.